¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
What are the two most important words in the world? Yeah, I said it, and I'm being brave. The two most important words in the world. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor and financial freedom fighter. And the whole purpose of this channel is to try to help you change your paradigm, build financial intelligence. You know, all the stuff that we weren't taught in high school. We weren't taught in junior high school. I don't know about you, but I wasn't taught about financial intelligence or passive income or how to buy performing assets in high school. No way, no way. And if I would, maybe I'd be a totally different person. I would have way more real estate. Maybe I would have started when I was 20 years old, but instead I waited way longer than I would like. So if you are just getting started on this journey and you are 21, I get emails from people all the time that tell me, hey, Clayton, I'm 21 years old. I'm just getting started. And I'm thinking, my gosh, you are so far ahead of the game. Congratulations to you for making yourself financially intelligent and getting out there and taking action. So today's episode is all about the two words that should define everything that you do on your investing journey. The two most important words in the English language are, and the two most important words in the world, I don't care how you translate them. Can you figure it out? Can you figure it out? What do you think? The two most important words in the world are cash flow. Cash flow. Why? Well, because rich people understand that when cash comes in from performing assets, that it has to flow properly out to those performing assets. When you have cash flow, then your performing assets are providing you with passive income every month in order to pay for your expenses, right? We've talked about it in other videos. We've talked about it before, how the poor people think and how middle-class people think about income. They're focused on income. But for those people, income comes in and flows to liabilities, to car payments, to rent, to mortgage payments, to other things, to other liabilities in their lives. They buy things they cannot afford. Cash flow are the two most important words because any smart investor, any wealthy person who really understands their balance sheet and their financial statement knows that cash flow is king, that the money coming in is way more important than anything else. That's it. Cash flow. I could simply stop the video now, but I'm not. I'm going to break it down a little bit more for you, and I'm going to explain how this all flows. So take a look at this. This is a typical income statement, and my great friend Tom Wheelwright, great CPA of the world over at Wealthability, has laid this out very simply. So if you've not seen this before, you must be living under a rock, but I'm going to show it to you now so you can really visualize how this flows. If you're listening just on audio, I encourage you to check out the video version of this so you can really see how this all flows through. But if you're driving, don't worry about it. I won't hold you back. So let's start with our income statement, okay? The income statement, knowing what income is coming into our family and what expenses are going out. Now, this is what most people focus on. Most poor people and middle-class people simply focus on their income statement. They don't even have a balance sheet. They simply see their income statement from their job, money coming in, flowing out through their expenses, through their car payment, through their house payment, and out through their expense column. And they have nothing to show for it. And notice what we're bypassing when we do this, when that cash flow is coming in and flowing out through our expenses. Guess what we have? We don't have any assets. Now, the difference is that the rich buy assets, and their money works for them. They don't work for their money. So now, a rich person, they probably don't have a job, but if they do, they're using that income in an intelligent way to buy assets, okay? So if they do have a job, and I'm sure many of you watching right now are being very smart about this, you have a job, but now use that income. I'm not saying to quit your job. I'm saying to take that income and have it flow, that cash flow, flowing the right way, not into liabilities, okay? Poor people and middle-class people purchase liabilities. You don't. If you watch this channel, you no longer buy liabilities. All right, now let's take a look at this in terms of financial intelligence and a savvy, wealthy person who understands the power of cash flow. Let's look at the difference on their balance sheet and income sheet and income statement. Take a look at this. So from their balance sheet, their assets, those rental properties or gold or Bitcoin or whatever they're investing in, I don't care. I invest in real estate because it produces a monthly return for me. And every month I'm able to bring in cash flow from those tenants on my properties. That's what we do. So from those assets, that money is flowing out as income. And our liabilities are flowing to our expenses. Okay? See the difference here? Assets flowing to our income. So now we're creating income, not from a job, although we could, but our assets are providing that income, and our liabilities are paying down those expenses. Today's episode is brought to you by Vista Print. Do you need some business cards made and you don't want to spend an arm and a leg to do it, and you want them to look fantastic and professional? Well, that's where VistaPrint.com comes in. These guys have been around for years, and I've used them for years. You know, when you're in real estate and you're going out to local real estate meetups and you want to meet some people, meet contractors, meet brokers, private lender, whatever it is, you want to be there and you want to look professional. And so VistaPrint allows you to create custom cards just for you. They give you that great big look and feel like a big business. You know, your next big opportunity is coming right now, and all it takes to feel like you're ready to own the now is $10. $10. That's all it costs. That's a low price to have the confidence that you're always ready to make an impression with your cards or get seen in a new way. So a custom card with colors, fonts, designs, and images that you can choose means you can look and feel like a big deal, whether you're just a startup or a business with a century of history. And it doesn't have to be hard. And we know there are a lot of small business owners listening to this show right now. And if you need to get your cards updated, or you're thinking, you know what, I really need to freshen this up, or I'm out of cards, you got to check out Vista Print. You can create truly professional, unique cards in minutes. So upload your own design or start with one of their professionally designed options. VistaPrint offers simple tools and a wide range of templates to choose from, so they make it super simple. Pick the paper stock that you want, the style, and the quantity that's right for you. Then you choose the delivery speed. Order and receive your cards in as few as 3 days. It's kind of amazing. You go in there, you think back in the day and you had to order business cards. I mean, you have to go to like some local print shop, and it would take weeks, and you'd have to kind of figure out how you're going to design the logo. Now you just go right to their website, pick everything you want, and they show up at your door in a nice big long box just a few days later. It's pretty amazing. And they only carefully select inks and responsibly sourced paper stocks. So they have dozens of designs that are just right for your business to pick from. Add your logo, your contact information with a few clicks, and you can use it on all of your marketing going forward. So you can save these logos and use them on letterhead and other things. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed, or they will make it right, either by reprinting it or offering you a refund. Can't beat that. So here's how you get a great code to use for under $10. Listen to this. VistaPrint wants you to do something great for your business right now, which is why our listeners are going to get 500 cards, 500 high-quality custom business cards, starting at $9.99. All you need to do is use the code INVESTING at VistaPrint.com. That's the code INVESTING when you're checking out. You just got to go to VistaPrint, VistaPrint.com. Investing is the code you use at VistaPrint.com. Thanks, guys. So that's why I'm saying the poor always focus on expenses. They're always using the income to pay expenses down. They don't know the difference between assets and liabilities. So any money they get from that paycheck job where they go up to the counter and wait for that paycheck every week are going right to their expenses. And they live, have you heard, paycheck to paycheck. I know I did. I was in credit card debt. It wasn't until I understood the power of buying assets, using my income from my job to make a down payment on a property or purchase a property outright, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 house that could produce $800, $900 a month in rent from a tenant that would cover expenses. Now imagine doubling that, right? So now I've got two of those properties and it's bringing in, you know, $1,800 a month in cash flow. Now imagine tripling that. How many of those would it take for you to achieve financial freedom? That's the equation. That's the key to success. That's the key to understanding that cash flow are the two most important words in the world. English language, Portuguese, Italian, I don't care. Focus on cash flow and focus on buying those performing assets. If you haven't already downloaded our free cheat sheet, you can. The Financial Freedom Cheat Sheet is right there. It's free. It'll teach you how to figure out your expenses and then reverse engineer it from there in order to create monthly passive income. Thank you so much for subscribing to the channel. We'll be back here on another day with another video to help you take action, become a real estate investor, and start to build that passive income that I know you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.